Mr. Rodriguez, the name of the song by Raylan Baxter. Now, if you've ever seen the documentary Searching for Sugarman, that is a whole story about Mr. Rodriguez himself. This is a guy named Sixto Rodriguez that was a folk music star in South Africa, even though he was from America. Not many people knew about him, except the South Africans. This is back in the 60s. This guy was rivaling Dylan at the time, if you will. I mean, the guy's music was amazing. Sixto Rodriguez. Look him up. Look up the documentary Searching for Sugarman, and you'll be amazed at this man's life. You're listening to 90.3 KMBA. We also heard from Pokey Lafarge with new music, his song Riot in the Streets. Yeah, you're just expecting a guy named Pokey to be leading riots, aren't you? It's not so much. It's now 26 past 8 o'clock, a Friday morning. I'm Lauren Dixon, filling in for Danny Preston.
And I'm Frank Chyth. Look, you know, you mentioned a documentary, and I think I might have heard that, kind of like the guy's famous where he's not from. And then, you know, like, he goes home, and then people are like, oh, who is this guy? And then, you know, but over across the pond there, he's, like, super famous.
Indeed he was. Is.
And we've got this... another documentary that's premiering for Alaska, and the funny thing is it's premiered other places, and it's come to a lot of critical acclaim. The documentary is kind of a two-parter. It's Sacred Water, Standing Rock Part 1, and Red Power, Standing Rock Part 2, and it debuted at the Sundance Festival in Utah, but it's going to be tonight at 7 at the Discovery Theater, the Alaska Center for Performing Arts.
Yeah, you and Danny were talking about this the other day.
We were, and you know, this is one of those kind of Vice, this organization called Vice.
The news organization, Vice.
Viceland and Vice Canada, as well as Aboriginal People's Television Network, or APTN, kind of put this together, and it's like, it's kind of highlighting the resistance to the Dakota Access Pipeline, and kind of people's involvement. You know, we've had several Alaskans that went down there and were part of the kind of the resistance movement.
So this is looking at the actual activities that were going on, not the protest specifically, but everything around the protest as well.
Yes, and wow. You know, I guess some of the issues are exposed, and they kind of parallel some of the indigenous led resistance that kind of catalyzed the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act.
When is that happening?
This is tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
Tonight, 7 to 10 at the Discovery Theater, April 14th.
So. April 14th, a lot of things happening. The Alaska Humanities Forum has got an art opening tonight for Don Decker's mixed media artworks called Favorite Things. So you can see a few of Don's favorite things starting April 14th, 5:30 to 7:30 tonight at 161 East First Avenue. It is the Alaska Humanities Forum event, so you can find the information on their website, which is akhf.org. And a quick one, Frank, here. Planned a Parenthood event here tonight. Well, it's Cold Country Music Presents Pickers for Planned Parenthood and ACLU. This is what they're calling this local music event at the 49th State Brewing Company in downtown Anchorage. Bands like Hannah Yoder Band, Todd Grebe, and The Forest That Never Sleeps. That's tonight, 49th State Brewery.
Something happening that's today, a little closer to now, as far as it's in the morning. The Alaska Native Primary Care Center lobby is hosting a informational booth, and it's kind of like this thing happens all month for Fridays of all the month of April, which is Child Abuse Prevention and Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And I've got a guest, Terry Heffel, from the South Central Foundation, Family Wellness Warriors Initiative. Welcome.
Good morning.
So we've got this fair coming up, and it's today. And what kind of inspired folks to tackle this issue?
Okay. I think we recognize that Alaska has high rates of domestic violence, child abuse, and child neglect. Balanced with Alaska Native people have a lot of healthy traditions, and there's a lot of healthy communities all across the state and healthy families. And Family Wellness Warriors Initiative's main focus is to stop domestic violence, child abuse, and child neglect in this generation. So by having things at the primary care center where people can stop and learn about learning circles, learning about events coming up in the future, finding something that's right for them that brings wellness to their family is a step in the right direction.
So I've kind of heard a little bit about this and Family Wellness Warriors Initiative. It sounds like, well, actually, you tell me, what is Family Wellness Warriors Initiative?
Sure. Family Wellness Warriors Initiative is a movement to restore wellness in communities and families across the state of Alaska. I just mentioned that it's well known that Alaska has high rates of domestic violence, child abuse, and child neglect. And one way to bring a movement of wellness is for people to look back on their life and talk about their childhood journey, talk about how they received messages from their family, both good and bad. So the Family Wellness Warriors Initiative has an event called the Beauty for Ashes program. And it's about a week long where people stay on site and attend large group settings and small group settings and have a chance to explore their story and really love well on each other and start walking towards wellness.
Sort of it sounds like it's taking an approach that might be an asset. It's sort of like looking at things from an asset perspective, right?
I would say that in life we spend so much time getting through the day, looking forward, getting through work, getting an education, that rarely do we stop and look back on our childhood journey, where we picked up a lot of the perspectives we have towards the world and how we view ourselves, our self-esteem, where did that come from? Anger, how did we learn how to deal with it? How do we learn how to love well if we didn't always have a good example in our life on what that looked like?
That sounds pretty powerful. And so, like, you know, if you recognize that there's some reaction that you have in anger that you want to change, how do you go about that?
Exactly. And one way to do that is to look at your journey in the childhood, where you picked up things, what you were exposed to, both good and bad, and how did that help shape the lens that we see the world and how other people see us and experience us on our journey of life.
That sounds great. And so all this month, there's these informational booths, and it's a Child Abuse Prevention and Sexual Assault Awareness Fair at the Alaska Indian Primary Care Center.
That's correct. We encourage people just to stop in, take a look at the information booths, learn about the programs that exist in the community. If it's something they're interested in or someone they know may benefit from the information, that'll be there this morning.
I understand that there's also a speaker each afternoon after the event. It looks like Safe Families for Children. Is that it sounds like that might be an entity that you're tied to as well.
Well, again, we are celebrating healthy traditions, so Safe Families. Andy Clary will be there from 12 to 1, actually in the Sophia Chase boardroom, where people can come in and visit with him and listen to his story and his journey. And we encourage people to either stop in or give Family Wellness Warriors Initiative a call at 729-5440 and get more information, or stop by next Friday if today doesn't work for them.
Great. What would you say is kind of like the takeaway that you'd want people to have as far as picturing this event or the message?
I would want people to remember that there's a story behind everyone's eyes. And sometimes when we meet people, it's good to give them grace, to give ourselves grace. We're all walking this journey together. See the good in each other and know that Alaska Native people are leading a movement that's going to restore wellness in our communities.
Well, thank you. Robert Heffel with the South Central Foundation Family Wellness Warriors Initiative. Lauren?
It's the Our Community segment on 90.3 KMBA. You can get information to the radio station by sending it to feedback@kmba.org. If you'd like to get a topic or a guest onto the radio, let us know. Chime on in, and we'd be happy to chat with you and share information about your nonprofit service or event. We've got some great music still to come inside this hour. Native America Calling is coming up next at 9 o'clock. And just around the corner, we are going to be hearing the new music from the Till Tuesday girl. Amy Mann has got a new record, and it's a solo project with a song called Goose Snow Cone. That's coming up next. News programming on KMBA supported by Siri, the proud developer of AlaskaNativeHire.com. bringing together employers and Alaska Native job seekers. AlaskaNativeHire.com, where the jobs find you.
Hand games require focus and keen observation. Many tribes have hand game traditions for fun and competition. Every team has its own strategy for fooling their opponents. Some tournaments offer big cash payouts. Join us for the next Native America Calling as we celebrate hand games and how they're played throughout our Native nations.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.